Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 146.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Yotpo SMS Bump, the leading SMS marketing solution for Shopify brands that are looking to build a top revenue channel. Delivering unbeatable conversions and click-through rates, SMS Bump will help your brand cut through the noise and boost sales. With SMS Bump, you can build powerful remarketing automations to recover abandoned carts or even reactivate customers who haven't shopped in a while. Special thanks to advanced segmentation filters, you can create truly personalized campaigns that will speak to each and every one of your customers, bringing in over 25x ROI. You can engage in one-on-one conversations with customers and give them the personalized experiences and tailored support they crave. What's also great about SMS Bump is their integration with key partners such as Zendesk, Klaviyo, Just Uno, and many more, including Yotpo's other solutions. Your audience can enjoy an always-on, omni-channel experience on the channel they prefer. It's incredibly easy to download SMS Bump for free and set it up in less than 5 minutes. This is the only text marketing app you will ever need for your Shopify brand. And now, as an e-commerce Fastlane listener, you get a one-month free trial on their paid plan. So check them out today. Click the link in the show notes, visit the Shopify App Store or ecommercefastlane.com/SMS bump and see why over 90,000 other brands choose SMS Bump. So hey there, it's Steve and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Alex Yassin, who's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Parabola, that's Parabola.io. And they're a drag-and-drop productivity tool that's really helping a lot of Shopify brands to automate a lot of repetitive and manual tasks. I want to make sure you listen into the end of the episode. There's a lot of amazing features available in this product. Also, an exclusive listener-only bonus that I want to make sure those listening today that are looking to streamline their operations a bit more and getting some of these manual tasks out of the way and then give you opportunity to focus on more high-value things. So hi, Alex. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be here.
Yes, my pleasure. You know, thank you for recording. I know you've been quite flexible in the timing, trying to get things organized for today. I've decided to bump it up to the front of the queue, so to speak, because I feel that this is a much needed piece of software that I think is going to, and it's so affordable to really help people that are kind of stuck a little bit. I'd call it in maybe CSV or Excel file kind of hell, where you're importing and exporting and using a lot of CSV. If this is you and this resonates with you, that you do a lot of things in spreadsheets, a lot of manual tasks and joining different things together, importing and exporting out of Shopify and other third parties, this is the episode for you to learn about how a drag and drop solution that you have is pretty significant and it will make a big impact on a lot of brands. So I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't want to claim to know exactly all the features of your solution, but I would love to hear it from you first about just the Parabola platform, the app, and then the sort of problems that you're solving for Shopify store owners.
Totally. Yeah, I appreciate that. And you nailed it right off the bat there. So We like to think of ourselves as a kind of general purpose productivity tool that specifically enables e-commerce teams and kind of like best users tend to be, you know, marketing and ops people to automate a whole set of their daily work. So some of the most common things, you know, tend to end up being inventory management, custom reporting, any type of place where the alternatives are basically the CSV files flying back and forth, like you were just describing, or kind of having to end up hiring a developer to work on areas that don't really differentiate you as a business, right? Like if you're going to spend precious money on developers, you should really be spending that on aspects of delivering your product that really help you stand out, not just the kind of data work behind the scenes.
I find a lot of the manual tasks really get in the way. And I think that's part of what your platform does. And I have a great use case that happened even recently where, and you folks came in and really helped out this brand that I manage, where every day they would go to their 3PL and they would look at the inventory numbers at the 3PL because it wasn't syncing correctly into Shopify the way they had it set up. And it also wasn't displaying correctly on the website. So they wanted like website notifications of the stock availability. They didn't want to oversell. So a girl literally was going in and doing a lot of manual processes. Then you guys came in and said, no. We can resolve that. And why spending an hour a week going in and making these updates when Parabola can do it?
Yeah, exactly. And we see this at pretty much every e-commerce business we work with. Kind of when you're first starting out building a new store, totally reasonable to prototype things manually. Why engineer something for scale when you're still just kind of like testing if your product is going to work? But what we find all too frequently is really kind of high leverage operations and marketing people who could be making enormous impacts on your business kind of get stuck continuing to just run the machine on those manual processes that got put in place early days. And as companies start to scale, just like totally slows people down. Since, you know, if the first half of your day is spent doing some kind of manual sync with your 3PL, a lot of our users will do things around the, as you were kind of talking about, like the handoff between a 3PL and their company. So a really common use case that we've seen is even once you're only getting, you know, 15 or 20 returns coming into your warehouse, you know, every day or two, that's showing up as a CSV file in your email every morning at 3 a.m. And that operations person is stuck showing up to work that next day and spending the first, you know, 4 hours of their day going row by row through saying, okay, this person returned these three items. They also returned this fourth item, you know, from a totally different order. They put it in the same box, which they weren't supposed to do, but like, we'll obviously take care of them. So now I have to go in and figure out if I'm going to refund shipping on one of those orders, but not refund shipping on the other order because it was just a partial shipment, process the refund, close out the support ticket, and email that customer to tell them that we processed the refund. And that's, you know, requires a pretty high leverage person to be able to make all those subjective decisions and work on that process. But they're, all of that person's time is now sucked up just running that process. And so that same person, without having to know kind of like really any new skills, could just build a Parabola flow that automates that whole process. So they would automatically CCS on an email from the 3PL. Their Parabola flow would get kicked off with that email using the attached data as the kind of like starting point. And they will have already have built out a flow in Parabola just with our drag and drop builder that says, okay, every time this email comes in, here's the logic we want to apply, and here's how we calculate a refund, and here's how we decide whether or not we refund shipping. Here's the type of email we want to send to notify the customer that their refund has been processed. And that becomes a completely hands-free process that person was able to build themselves.
So let's talk about the founding story. It's always fascinating to me about, you know, why people build what they build. You know, I think it's a lot more than just, hey, we want to have a SaaS company with, you know, with MRR, with this, you know, monthly recurring revenue, and, you know, we're going to be rich. And I think it's a lot more than just that. If you just go in to chase money, I believe you're going to be a failure in a lot of things in life. And so I just would love to understand like more about, I guess, your journey, and I guess what uniquely positions the founding team, I guess, overall on a couple points. Number one, to have a desire to want to build this platform. And then number two, just the expertise. Like, where did it come from that you had the technical experience to want to build this?
Our team definitely comes at this problem, as you were saying, from desire to kind of democratize access to working in a more highly leveraged way, kind of having productivity leverage that otherwise may be reserved for software engineers and data scientists and designers and Really, we believe everybody should have access to that same productivity leverage and that same experience of being able to create things, put them out into the world, and they have a life of their own rather than having to kind of sit and do things manually. So yeah, definitely we come at things from that angle. The origin story is, I guess, to go way back, like I grew up, you know, relatively technical, had access to computers when I was younger, taught myself how to code, kind of like really always had what I felt was a very positive and productive relationship with technology. I would say maybe like verges even on like, I kind of felt really like powerful, like when being able to work with technology, and had kind of at the same time, not just family, but really most of my friends had very different experiences with technology. And I kind of always had some cognitive dissonance about, why do I feel so positively about these things? Yet friends of mine kind of really are much more of technology, grudging really, like technology users, who obviously there's benefits to using technology, so they did. But I would always kind of hear words like, can you help me because my computer did this thing, or like my browser took me to this place, or something that like really represents kind of a lack of agency and kind of this like constant fight with your computer to get your kind of task done. And that always kind of really, really rubbed me the wrong way, in that it's such a tiny scratching the surface of what technology can offer to someone who is like a fully kind of technology programmer, technology creator. And it was kind of such a bummer that so many people don't get to experience that. So I've always really looked at the world through that lens. I studied finance and computer science, but ended up actually going into the world of finance, I think in large part due to that cognitive dissonance. And I found my way into strategy consulting for a lot of e-commerce, logistics, retail, like similar style businesses. And I was kind of fresh out of college with enough of a technical background that I could work with data pretty well. And so I got kind of tasked with, you know, sitting next to people with 30 years of really deep subject matter expertise in some aspect of a really scaled up supply chain. And I was kind of the person running the numbers, like helping them get the data, things that maybe I was helping a little bit, but like I really kind of felt like I wasn't helping that much, because they knew what they wanted. They just weren't fully self-sufficient to be able to do it themselves, either due to time constraints or access to tools or something like that. And so I started to get really interested in, like, you know, rather than having to hire a consultant or a software engineer or a data scientist or something to help you through your problem, like really these people just wanted to be self-sufficient, and it would have been much better for them and, you know, for the world at large if they were self-sufficient. And so what would it look like to create tools that would enable them to do that, right? I don't think it's realistic that everybody learns how to code, and rather, like, what if we gave people tools that kind of obviated the need for them to learn how to code in the first place? So kind of launched down this road of building Parabola in that pursuit. I had enough of a technical background that I built a lot of different prototypes, got them in front of various types of users. And it was really clear that the people who didn't just think it was kind of intellectually interesting, but, you know, wanted to sign up and start using it ASAP were these e-commerce people, and specifically, you know, mostly the marketing and operations people who were just kind of like, I can't spend another day doing this, like, you know, manual task. Like, please tell me that this can help me with it. So obviously knew that was the place that we could kind of do the most good.
Definitely a light bulb moment. Anything you can make someone's job a little bit easier and give them, I guess, as you said, the tools, maybe not having the coding experience, but a drag and drop experience, and kind of get the end result that they need. That's a big win for everybody.
Yeah. And our overall approach, I think, just to building products and building software, I think is shouldn't have to learn a totally new skill set, shouldn't have to adapt the way that you work to work the way a computer works. And really, if you can already do a thing manually, and if you could describe it to someone else on your team that you're transitioning that task to, that's really all you should need to know. We call our templates recipes in Parabola, because it's a like how if you know how to cook something in your kitchen, you don't really need a new skill to learn how to tell somebody else how to do it. You just write it, the steps down, and it's a recipe now. And so Parabola, you know, at its best, gives you that same experience where you can kind of just use the same type of wording that you use already, drag and drop a few different steps that replicate the same steps you would do manually in your spreadsheet. And you've kind of have already automated that process without having to kind of do anything new or special.
I have a funny suspicion that Parabola is probably a gateway drug a little bit for people that have a one or two particular use cases that need to be automated. But then this whole recipe concept, you know, when I looked at the website kind of before recording today, and like I said, I have a couple brands that are using you right now. And when I see, you know, inventory management kind of bulk things need to get done, or these, you know, special custom reporting or fulfillment and marketing type reporting and some marketing automation things that need to happen from different marketing tools that you're using. It's interesting because I think once you solve one problem, then I think people's minds open up that, hey, wow, I can do more things that really enhance my experience here in this company, getting the result that I need.
Absolutely. We've spent a lot of time in building Parabola on some of those, I'd maybe call them almost the touchy-feely moments of how does it feel almost emotionally for somebody to go from having been told, you know, directly or indirectly most of their life that they're not really a creator, they're maybe not a STEM person, they're not on that track, and to suddenly discover that actually they are creative and curious and analytical and fully capable of deploying just as important, just as kind of high leverage tasks as software engineers or other groups of people like that. And it ends up being a truly emotional moment for a lot of people. And we just love hearing these stories. As you're saying, yeah, like a lot of the time people will come into Parabola looking to solve, they maybe first looked in the Shopify app store for, you know, didn't see any apps that actually solve the specific version of their problem. And they've realized they need to do something custom. And they're building something small out in Parabola. And once that first kind of like loop is made, so maybe they're ingesting an email from their 3PL, they do a tiny bit of work, and then they maybe just make a report that sends them an email again on the other side. It took them 30 minutes to set up. And somehow just once that first loop, the first time it runs where kind of they're not at their desk and it still runs in the background, definitely is this aha moment. And we'll see people go really quickly from there to, you know, 400, 500 step, just, you know, monstrous amounts of logic, basically kind of like dumping their entire mental model of like how their business works kind of like into Parabola and building really impressive things that kind of keep us on our toes as we're constantly trying to, you know, up-level the tool to keep up with everybody.
That's actually a nice segue because I was always thinking about, you know, the product market fit of different, you know, apps and platforms and stuff like that. So from your perspective, like what does the ideal Parabola customer look like?
Currently, as I was mentioning, very, very deep in the world of e-commerce companies, you know, primarily Shopify-based e-commerce companies. And they're usually people who are kind of at a pretty critical, maybe call it pivotal moment in company trajectory where they're kind of just making that transition from, if we have to, we can kind of run around and duct tape everything together like crazy and starting to realize, actually, you know, we have something here. We need to do something better than just constantly be duct taping every little process together. They are probably in operations if doing some of this inventory management stuff, or in marketing if doing some of our more common use cases in marketing, like doing some attribution on, hey, we ran this like Facebook ads campaign and I want to pull in my Google Analytics data and some of my inventory levels from Shopify and do an attribution report, something like that. And I think what's kind of interesting, though, is that these users at these companies are not the developers necessarily. We have some developers who use us, but they really are the same people who are doing things manually today, who maybe don't self-identify as having technical skills. We strongly believe they actually do. They just don't know it yet. And they're the same people who can build stuff out in Parabola and kind of totally change what their day-to-day looks like pretty much overnight.
And so you really can deal with a lot of different users then. So really you can have, you know, kind of the early stage people and then, you know, people with kind of medium requirements. And, you know, like you said, like we've mentioned a lot about 3PLs and CSV files and these sorts of things like these processes. But literally it sounds like you can do like the most complex, almost the sky's the limit almost.
The sky definitely does become the limit. There's a few flows that we'll work with customers on internally that we kind of have as our, hey, like, you know, we know we need to support these in our new product features. I guess they really are stress tests, right? Like, hey, we have to support these flows. And people have built some truly incredible things. But I think the most interesting thing for us is how much value users can get even out of the simplest flows. Like you don't have to get to that universe brand moment to start getting really huge value in your day and kind of changing what your day-to-day really is like by kind of building tools rather than being the like process yourself.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about a hot topic for me because I have a book of business and I manage quite a few accounts. Automation, you know, it's right in your wheelhouse for sure. Unfortunately, our time is pretty finite. And I mean, to get access, you know, to a process that takes care of some of these manual tasks, I think it really does free up time for a lot of more high value initiatives. Like I totally get the human capital costs of doing a lot of these manual processes. So let's talk maybe a little bit about maybe how someone knows whether what they're working on right now, if in fact it can be automated through Parabola or not.
Yeah, so in many ways, this is one of the most difficult challenges maybe in our business, as well as in a lot of these e-commerce businesses, where if you have a current kind of like really manual process, the things I was referring to as duct taping a bunch of things together, it might not be glamorous to kind of constantly be duct taping things, but like for now it's working. And how do you know, at what point do you realize it's not sustainable and we need to do something better than duct taping it today so that, you know, a week from now we're not like really upset and like totally underwater? And I think that is like a little bit of a difficult problem. And I think the prior to Parabola and tools, you know, in the broader space of new ways of doing work, the really only alternative was hiring developers. And so that felt like a very costly decision to make. And it really, there's maybe a really high bar before being willing to invest in better ways of doing things. I think increasingly, and our goal with Parabola is to make it so easy to switch over to that process to Parabola that it really shouldn't be much of an investment to be able to start seeing substantial return. So the ROI should be really good. I like to say, really, if there's anything that you are doing today, manually kind of clicking around in a spreadsheet, doing a bunch of find and replaces, you know, doing CSV exports and imports, if you were doing that, you know, two or three times in a row, even, you could already start having it pay for itself by setting something up in Parabola. Because as soon as it's run two or three times, you're already getting a return on investment for your time. And in the world of engineering, if you're a software engineer, engineers kind of notoriously hate doing things repetitively. And as soon as something is done two or three times, they're going to write a little script to do it. And so we really try to help, you know, help our users adopt that same mindset of your time is super precious, super valuable. There's way more interesting things to work on in the world than time to work on them. And so like, why not start automating that stuff like as soon as possible?
So let's assume maybe a listener is thinking about a task, because you mentioned a bunch of different things that could be automated. And so knowing that, what's typically the process now to get started?
So I think our most successful users think about Parabola either as a toolkit or like a workbench for them to build things, or maybe sometimes even as, you know, another like coworker on the team a little bit. And at least we encourage people to kind of, anthropomorphize us a little bit like that. Because the way to set up a Parabola flow is really the same way as if you were onboarding a new person to your team. So we usually ask people to kind of just write down the process that they currently do. You can usually kind of get, 15 steps like written down on a piece of paper. And, you know, it'll be something like, you know, download a CSV file, filter for the, you know, certain rows, delete three columns, you know, do a bunch of find and replaces, and then write a VLOOKUP that combines it with some other table, right? And like each of those steps, we call them steps in Parabola. You just drag and drop an icon from the side. You know, one of them might be a column filter, and you say, hey, like remove columns that match these rules. And each one of those steps maps perfectly to that process you just wrote down. Ideally, and we always love feedback from our customers on this, but ideally we've kind of gotten the right level of abstraction in those steps such that you kind of, as soon as you've written it down on a piece of paper, you're like 90% of the way there to building it in Parabola. So really the hard part just becomes knowing your process really well and being creative and figuring out new processes to do. And I think the good news is these e-commerce businesses we work with are fantastic at doing that. And these operations and marketing people are constantly coming up with extremely creative, really smart processes and workarounds to problems they're facing. So they're kind of, you've already done the hard work and, you know, might as well set it up in Parabola.
So you're suggesting like an SOP, like a standard operating procedure. What do you do? Here's all the steps. And then I guess that's actually a good business sense to want to do something like that, because if this particular person is no longer in the company, it's nice to be able to know that they were producing this report for the higher ups and they're no longer with the company because they were a junior employee. It's nice to have that documented. Now it can be electronically documented into a process.
Yeah, totally. And so the interface we're describing of Parabola, this drag and drop interface, for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, it basically ends up looking like a flowchart. And you can double click in and see your data live at any point in time. And it's very rich, but kind of when everything's zoomed out, it looks like a flowchart. One of the things we've tried to build into our product is if you're building something in Parabola, you're kind of by default doing things the right way. We're kind of making sure that you have really good, you know, error checking in place, really good reporting on when your flow runs and whether it was successful or not. But also just the nature of building out this flowchart kind of becomes a self-documenting process that really is intellectual property for your business that you're documenting that previously used to be this kind of like siloed thing in one person's head that they might forget how to do, let alone if they ever, you know, change roles in the company or leave. And so just by using Parabola, we're kind of hoping to kind of get you to almost like accidentally do a lot of best practice things, and you're kind of up leveling your company, you know, in the process.
You know, I understand that, you know, Parabola really is quite impressive from what I've seen working with, you know, large data sets. And it's really is quite amazing. But I also know that there are other tools, I think, that maybe do things similar, but they're different. Like I think about, like, for example, Shopify Flow, for example, which is more of like a trigger and a condition and then an action. And it, you know, so something happens like, hey, order created. Is it express shipping? Yes. Okay. Tag order express. And then maybe there's a process that they're able to export their orders and filter them by express so they get to the right location for fulfillment. Even Zapier. I mean, there are a lot of people maybe that are on Shopify Plus that don't have access to the Shopify Flow and they use Zapier. So let's just talk about like how the bulk operations work and the use cases with Parabola versus maybe some of these other tools.
All of this way of kind of new ways of doing work, as I was referring to before, are sufficiently new that I think at first it's maybe a little bit difficult to parse, you know, how does each of these tools work and which one is best for each use case. I think tools people are already familiar with, you already know when Excel is going to work for you versus like needing to use a totally different type of, I just need a data table versus I need a Word doc or something, right? Like those things are really familiar to you. And so I think that in this world, similarly different set of use cases that all these tools solve, and people just kind of need to get their hands dirty playing with them to start to understand. But I think the easiest way I would describe it is, as you were hinting at, Flow, Zapier, there are probably some other examples, definitely have this event-based trigger. So a specific thing happens, and then I can take action on the specific entity that got triggered. So a new order comes in, and I can do something specific to that order, either editing it, you know, tagging it, sending a log of it to Slack, you know, something like that. In Parabola, we're constantly thinking in bulk data sets. So we can still kick off a flow, you know, in response to an event, but most of our flows are actually either on a schedule or in response to an email coming in. And so if they're on a schedule, it's, you know, every 30 minutes, somebody wants this flow to kick off, and it's going to pull in all of my Shopify orders from the past 3 days, use them as a lookup table against another set of data. And maybe we're doing a LTV analysis and trying to understand like the frequency of orders coming in and how that kind of predicts the lifetime value of one of our customers. And we need historical bulk data to be able to make that calculation. The set of use cases there is obviously inherently different. It applies, I guess, in two ways. I think like one, the actual set of use cases it enables, like we're going to be really good at anything where you want to think about multiple pieces of data at a time, doing a bulk update, having a big lookup table, something like that. But also in the act of building things, a lot of our users use us not just to deploy these kind of like infrastructure behind the scenes use cases, but they kind of use us as a ad hoc, you know, productivity tool, like a playground to pull in a bunch of data, explore it, see what we're working with, try to understand. We have been having a bunch of complaints that, you know, our 3PL is reporting that items have shipped, but customers haven't been receiving those items, you know, within the 5 days we're promising. So like, what's happening? And I don't actually know. I have to do a bunch of exploration through the data, play around with it a lot to get to something interesting. And Parabola enables you to do that because we have, not only are we working with the bulk data, it's calculating live and it feels a little bit more immersive like a spreadsheet.
I understand there was a recent integration with Airtable. Are you able to explain kind of for those listening today what Airtable is and if it's valuable to marketing teams and then how that connects over to Parabola?
Yeah, hopefully the Airtable team likes my description. But Airtable is a much more user-friendly database than any of the more technical databases you and I've been working with. And realistically, while one set of use cases for a spreadsheet is doing data manipulation, and Parabola is really good at kind of taking over those use cases. Another use case for a spreadsheet is basically just using it like a database, a big table of data, and maybe multiple tabs that refer to different aspects of the data. So customers and their cities and other things that you might want to group in different ways. And so Airtable lets you have one file, you know, it's basically one spreadsheet with multiple tabs, but it can actually connect those references between tables more formally than a spreadsheet can. So each customer has a reference to a city, and there's then a cities table, and each city has a reference to all of their customers. And it lets you think about data more like a database, but still kind of user-friendly. So the way we interact, I guess, with them, similarly to how we interact with CSV files, is as you're trying to find increasingly kind of scalable, organized ways of storing your data, we, Parabola, try to store as little of your data as possible. And one of the reasons that we, large companies and small companies can kind of trust us is we are not only building with best security principles in mind, but we just try to kind of basically never store data that we don't have to. So there's kind of no security concerns, or as minimal security concerns as possible. And so instead, customers are either storing their data in Shopify. So some Parabola flows might be pull data out of Shopify, do some work on it, merge in some other stuff, and then send it back to Shopify at the end. And so Shopify is your data store. But in other cases, you might need to store data outside of Shopify because it doesn't kind of fit within the schema of how Shopify stores data. And so then we're encouraging people to read and write from, Airtable or something similar rather than just using a Google Sheet.
So let's talk about the future for Parabola. I know you're fairly new in the Shopify ecosystem, but I just would love to understand a little more about maybe your North Stars for the remaining of 21 and maybe any innovation. Just end of the day, I just want to understand a little more about how you're going to continue to offer value and assistance for Shopify brands.
So fundamentally, we believe that everybody should have access to the kind of like the benefits of programming, what I call productivity leverage. And when I say productivity leverage, what I've been meaning there is this experience of I do a little bit of work and I get huge amount more benefit. I either create more output for the world, or if it's within my specific company, I'm building a repeatable process that I don't have to be involved in every day. That's leverage on my time rather than kind of the manual way of doing something of, I only get the value in that I, or out that I put in, and I have to, show up each day and put that effort in to get the value out. And obviously you kind of never get anywhere if you're always just spinning your wheels there. So we believe that for the world, to move forward in an exciting way, and for everybody to have access to the benefits of the world moving forward, everybody should have access to that productivity leverage and being able to program technology to work for you. We are kind of very focused today on e-commerce, and I was like Shopify specifically, and constantly trying to make the use cases that people are working on in that world increasingly close to this. If I can just say it in words, Parabola can already do it for me. So more, integrations with either 3PLs or other services and kind of like in the Shopify and broader e-commerce world. But then also looking at the set of tools that, a software engineer has in front of them, and how can we borrow an increasing amount of best practices from the world of software engineering and bring that to everybody sitting at a computer for the majority of their jobs. And so if there is really ever a place where, as we started out this conversation, there's ever a place where a CSV file is flying back and forth, or somebody is doing something, two or three times in a row, every single one of those use cases should be something Parabola is taking off your plate. So I think we're making a lot of progress towards getting there, but there's still obviously a lot to go to fully, realize that vision.
I love it. Well, Alex, we are nearing the end of the show for today. I mean, you've shared like a lot, and that's the whole reason why I had you on the show today. So I believe that your platform really does and can help Shopify brands significantly if they truly understood the power of what it can do. And I really think you are democratizing this and really helping people with this kind of repeatable and scalable way of kind of like, if it's a repetitive task, there's way through Parabola to be able to automate that process, document it. And then from there, like you said, you got 90% of it probably already ready to go, and then drag and drop a little bit of learning curve to understand how to do the flow. But once it's set up, if you understand that concept, I think it's a very valuable tool that could be part of someone's toolbox. Is there anything that you wanted to share, kind of maybe a takeaway or any kind of final parting notes?
What are the most common things we hear from customers as they're struggling to get set up, or just in the process of wrapping their head around all of the ways that Parabola can help them, is this kind of sentiment about, this like process isn't big enough or worth the time to kind of like really set up in Parabola. And I would really challenge everyone listening, if you work in an e-commerce business or really any similar business, to put a really high value on your time. Imagine that your effective hourly rate is hundreds or thousands of dollars. And a lot of people I've heard suggest this sentiment before, where you can do so much in any given hour of time. You could do something that totally changes your life in any given hour. So your opportunity cost is really high to be kind of sitting in front of your computer doing that same manual repetitive task over and over again. And even if it doesn't seem like it's really burdensome, even if it only takes you an hour a week or an hour a month, think how many amazing things you could be doing with that time instead. And so if you take the mindset of your time is incredibly valuable, incredibly precious, and you are the type of person who can, you know, do amazing things with each extra hour of your time, I think a lot of benefit will ultimately accrue. And so whether that's by automating something in Parabola or some other takeaway from that sentiment that you use to change how you approach your time and your life, I think really important for people to value that extra hour.
So how can people learn more about your solution and the Shopify App Store?
You already, I think, gave our website at the beginning, but we're at Parabola, Parabola.io. There are a variety of resources, both for kind of general Parabola usage, e-commerce and Shopify specifically, and then a pretty deep library of common recipes that some of the top e-commerce and direct-to-consumer brands are already building, and a pretty deep section of how-tos. Also have some resources just about use cases on our Shopify App Store page. So that's apps.shopify.com/parabola. And ultimately, I think we love to hear from customers. We love to talk with customers. And I think one of the biggest values our phenomenal support team can provide is to say, hey, like, we're working with hundreds of top e-commerce companies. We actually kind of know what some of these best practices are. And rather than trying to totally reinvent the wheel on the same, returns to refunds process that everybody else is doing, that's really not differentiating you as a business, just ask us what some of the best practices are, and we'd be totally happy to walk you through how we've seen other successful businesses set those things up and hopefully get you pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'll make sure that I have all these links in the show notes. It's really interesting, some of the use cases you have right now for Shopify, like I said, from inventory side and reporting, fulfillment returns and then all the marketing automation and the marketing reporting type things, not to mention some connections through Facebook and Google and Google Sheets. I mean, really, there's so many things that it can do. And so even those people that are headless running through Webflow, it's so interesting. There's a lot of stuff that's available right now. So it's just a matter of digging in. I understand that you would like to offer, I guess, a listener-only promotion. I know we kind of spoke before recording today. Are you able to share some details on that offer?
Yeah. So as I was saying, I think so confident that even some of these, what might at first feel like smaller use cases, are going to be really valuable, are going to save you time and help you, free you up to and do more creative things in your business. So definitely don't want price getting in the way. We have a free plan. Our kind of lower end, initial paid plans hopefully don't feel like too much, but very, very happy to offer a 20% discount for the first 6 months for any of those paid plans for anybody who needs one. Just message us as you're getting set up. Not only are we happy to hop on the phone and walk through those use cases, but we'll make sure that discount gets applied and just tell us you heard about us from e-commerce Fastlane.
Thank you very much for that offer. I really appreciate it. And I guess my parting notes today is just, to me, it's really important, to share the fact that, Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And, I believe based on listening to this recording today, and I know your platform, just because I mentioned I have a few brands that are using you, I know that you're in tight alignment. You really do want to help Shopify brands, and improving the efficiency part, I think, is key. And I agree with you that, time is very valuable. And so I just wanted to thank you, number one, for coming on the show today and just sharing your knowledge, helping build this platform, and just kind of giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Awesome. Really appreciate it. Yeah. And right back at you, I think. Fantastic podcast. Really enjoyed hearing about some of the other companies you've interviewed. So thanks for doing your part as well.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
All right. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Yotpo SMS Bump, the leading SMS marketing solution for e-commerce brands looking to build a top revenue channel. Built for compliance, SMS Bump helps you recover carts, launch targeted campaigns, and engage in truly conversational commerce. Join over 90,000 businesses that use SMS Bump to build meaningful relationships with their customers and sell online. So check them out today. Click the link in the show notes, visit the Shopify App Store or ecommercefastlane.com/SMS bump and see why over 90,000 other brands choose SMS Bump. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.